Look, I know one of the biggest bonuses of a podcast is being able to skip through things you don't want to hear about, but I would encourage you just to sit tight for just a second, because as the war in Ukraine enters month three, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and you watch all the stories of families being displaced and lives being shattered, and you think, man, that's really sad. I wish there was something I could do about it. Here's the cool thing. You and me and all the potties could get together and actually maybe make a difference by helping families in Ukraine who have been displaced by all this violence. There's nearly 11 million people that have been forced out of their homes. And imagine that. You can't take everything with you. You've got to just pick and choose the few things you can carry as you try to get your family to safety. They say desperate times calls for desperate measures. Well, these are desperate times. That's why The Wally Show is partnering with Food for the Poor and 3,500 pastors in Ukraine and surrounding countries to help feed these people. And here's what's really cool. You can provide a meal for 25 cents, a quarter what we plug into a gumball machine. You could actually feed a child a meal. So now do some math with me. Your gift of a dollar would actually feed a family of four. Your gift of $10 sends 40 meals. Your gift of $25 will feed 100 people who desperately need it. So while this is a really sad story on the world stage, it is really cool to see the difference that a few motivated potties could make. So text the word WALLY to 91999. That's WALLY, W-A-L-L-Y, to 91999. And we'll send you a link to make a difference today. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. I'm really excited about something we're going to be doing next week. I can come up with this idea because Rhett Walker, like I do a spot on impersonation of Rhett Walker, by golly, heck fire reckon. And so I was like going, oh, it'd be fun to Rhetterize some songs, take other songs that we play, and then I would do a Rhett Walker impersonation of how he would sing that song. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, it'd be great if Rhett would do this himself. So I texted him and he was like, yeah, sounds great. I'm down. So next week we're going to have him. One of the ones I'm really proud of is a Lauren Daigle song, You Say, and it works in NASCAR and pork rinds and a whole bunch of other stuff. You're never going to see that coming, you know? And so he's down to help out with this, which will be a lot of fun. He's always a fun guy to have on the show. Mm-hmm. He's the one that we cut a mullet in his hair.
Yeah.
And he kept it for a while too. He rocked it way longer than he should have. Which I respect his game. And I wish that Rhett Walker had a brother for Betty. Betty Lou Walker.
An older brother.
Older than Rhett even.
Well, he's not
Rhett's
that,
in his 30s.
I think you guys are guys were similar ages.
No, I think he's like a couple years younger than me.
Is he really? I thought he was like 38. I could be totally wrong.
No.
Gavin's Googling, but I could be totally wrong.
I wonder if Google even knows this.
Yeah, I know. Google doesn't know all the Christian artists' birthdays
no,
like they do everybody
else. No, they don't
else.
Care that much.
Okay. It's funny that Betty, too, went instantly
he was born
older.
In 1987?
87. That's 1 year older than you, right?
No,
you,
two.
Oh, you were 85.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's.
I mean,
he's 39.
But he's married with kids. So.
Right. But I'm saying.
But the older
let's
brother.
Go older.
Older brother
not
thing
younger.
Still counts.
Yeah. I still think younger is okay.
No.
Okay.
What if he was like 30?
No.
What? Old soul. I know.
Now, if he was 47.
Wow.
Okay.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's just, I totally don't understand that.
My dad's like 4 years older than that. Like, that's old.
Yeah, but you know what? That's her thing, man. Nothing wrong with that. Let me see here. This was a crazy story. We just crossed the million mark of people that have died from COVID, and experts. That's where I got COVID and experts confused. Experts are wondering how this seems normal, like how people aren't affected by this and why it's like, oh, just okay, not big news, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that's because when we first hit the 100,000 mark, it was early on. There hadn't been any vaccines yet. People were hopeful for what we could accomplish and get through this. And you were scared and you don't know what to do. And so that first 100,000 was jarring because we hadn't really seen anything mm-hmm. like that. And then when you hit like 500,000, you know, you had President Joe Biden calling it truly grim and a heartbreaking milestone, but at the same time blaming his predecessor. So, yeah. You know, it was like, well, this was their problem and they did you wrong and we're gonna fix all this. So now you get to where we're at now, what, a year later. And if you think about it, under his watch, he's lost almost the same amount of people with vaccines. With all the crazy mandates and the extreme isolations and quarantines and everything like that, he's only 100,000 off of what his predecessor could be attributed with. And so that's the news they're not going to highlight. They're not going to be telling you this because everything they did not work to the point of staving off, you know, deaths radically, you know, lower, you know, so it's kind of a weird thing.
Well, I guess we can't prove that. Like,
I can. I just did. I have an opinion. It's proof.
Well, no. What I'm saying is he could easily say, well, these people believed my predecessor. And so that's the reason that they, what happened to them, right, kind of thing. Or he could also say,
you know, I'm right. I know you want to find the other side of this, but you know that because COVID got so politicized. If the deaths had dropped and we were at 500,000 when he took over and they were now at 600,000, you could make the case, wow, that was an incredible drop. But when you are now at 500 equal or just under what would happen before, and you did all this stuff, you could argue, well, did it actually work?
Well, that's what I was going to say because I lost my train of thought.
I get
what
you.
It is he, you can't prove that the vaccine or the mask, whatever, did or didn't work, because who's to say that, yeah, we lost a lot of people, but it could have been more.
Well,
had you not implemented the vaccine or the mask? I don't know.
The proof of it is, and I guess it's all anecdotal, was that without that stuff, up to that point, you had 500,000. Then you doubled down and you did all these things, and now you have another 500,000.
I see what you're saying.
So, yeah. Without having all the vaccines, yeah, you couldn't compare the two because you'd say, well, what did it do? Mm-hmm. But you have all of that, and so you can make a correlation.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, not totally scientific, but, you know, politically.
When has that ever stopped you?
No, not at all. You know, the mainstream media doesn't want to cover a lot of this because they truly want Democrats to stay in power, and the midterms are coming up, so they don't want to focus on it. But I think people are just tired of hearing about COVID. That's another part of this, and people are moving past the grimness of it because they're just done.
Honestly, I forget about it.
Oh, all the time.
I do too, until something comes up that reminds you about it. Like, I'm going on a trip, and I'm going out of the country. I have to have a mask for certain places. I have to make sure I have my shot records in, all these hoops to jump through. And then I'm cognizant of, oh, I don't want to get sick before the trip. I've avoided it this whole time. And so I'm more cognizant of it now. But for the last 6 months, I haven't thought twice about it.
I'm going out of town this weekend.
Yeah.
And my dad just had COVID, but just tested negative. And it was up in the air for a minute there. I'm like, oh, if you still have it, or if my brother and my mom get it, then again, I don't think it's so bad in the sense that it would be so dangerous to me because I've already had it and I'm shot and all that, but you just have to think about that. I'm like, do I want to go and
but
get
then
it,
I had the
back?
Thought of say you went there and you got it, came back, and then I got it from you, and then it ruins my vacation.
Yeah,
you know,
totally screws everything over.
Yeah, that would stink because I'm not fearful of dying from it, because I'm vaxxed and everything. So I'm not fearful of dying, but I'm more fearful of it wrecking plans because of the way that things happen. Yeah, the article I was reading, they did offer one possible reason why people were unshocked by dying from COVID in this milestone was that many people view deaths due to COVID as the victim's fault, especially in the beginning. They were it was a disease that no one understood. So at first it was tragic. But then when vaccines hit and the White House and Public Health Administration almost vilified anyone who chose not to get vaccinated, then it became political. And then people started drawing lines and, well, you're the reason you're sick, or you're the reason you're going to get me sick. And it really became pointing fingers at each other. And that is partly why I think people are blaming the victim in this instance, and that's why there's a less compassion for this. Ironically, so many of the people that were politicians and blamed the unvaccinated for not doing what they said, they themselves have gotten COVID recently. And you're is it because they let their guard down, or it's going to happen anyway?
Where are those accusations?
Right, everyone got mute. Everyone, it's so funny because I remember when, I know you hate it, and I know you hate being, you know, quarantined for 14 days and all of this stuff, and you just got to hunker down and then do it. And if you've even remotely looked at someone that has COVID, you got to go to quarantine. Like, they did all that stuff. And then you've got Pelosi that gets it, or not Pelosi, Harris gets it. And then everyone's like, oh, well, she's not a close contact. Regardless of she's hugging the president, you know, the day before. And they're like, oh, that's different now. The rules are totally different now.
Yeah, it's just that's what makes it hard is that the rules keep changing. Mm-hmm. People keep changing. You just don't.
There was a settlement announced in that condo collapse. Remember the condo from Florida? That one that just the whole thing collapsed. The Sunrise apartment condo. Do you remember that?
Wait, yes.
Pastor Chad even went out there.
Yes, I do remember. That was like years ago.
A year ago.
Oh.
Yeah, so
so many things have happened
last
since
June.
Then.
I know. It feels like forever ago. They just reached a settlement, a $1 billion settlement for the 100 people, 98 people exactly, that were killed in the building collapse. And the judge said he was pleased and surprised with the verdict. So what happens is I guess I'm assuming it's a class action suit where they all pooled together. But so roughly each person that lost somebody in that tragic collapse would get $10 million. And so you're like, oh, well, that's great. That's $10 million. But then you start doing math, and here's where it gets icky. The lawyers will probably take 60% minimum on that.
Oof.
And so now you're looking at $4 million. The government then is going to take your $4 million, and they're going to take almost half of it to taxes. And so now you're at $2 million. And what looked really good a while ago isn't so good anymore. Mm-hmm. Although, wait, settlements, can they be taxed? I don't know if settlements can be taxed. Can you look that up?
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, that actually is a really good thing. I can't remember.
Potentially stuck at four instead of the two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is better. But I cannot remember.
Lawyers take that much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they do all the legwork and the time and the money on it. And so they take it.
Settlement money and damages collected from a lawsuit or are considered income, which means the IRS will generally tax that money.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if that was the case or not as I was speaking.
It does say, however, personal injury settlements are an exception.
Oh, well, I think that would count for this.
Yeah, it says car accident settlements and slip and fall settlements are non-taxable.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that would count for this. So, yeah, they're each going to probably walk away with about $4 million, which doesn't bring their loved ones back.
No.
You know, it does give them a little.
That was where there was something like rusted in the garage area part, and then they started realizing that it was just a bad foundation.
Yeah, and the whole thing just collapsed. It just pancaked on top of itself. It's just a crazy sad story, but at least a little relief for the families from that as well. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Selena Gomez, she was in some hot water recently. The poor girl, she already
she keeps getting in trouble for dumb things. Yeah, it's not her fault.
Yeah. So recently she posted a simple, innocent video on her TikTok page, and it was a skincare routine that she does. So she was just sharing this with people. But it was the timing of when she posted this video. So I guess Hailey Bieber, who is Justin Bieber's wife, and Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez used to be an item.
Right.
Not anymore. But Hailey Bieber does skincare routine videos as well. And Selena Gomez posted hers after Hailey Bieber did. So some people started commenting saying, oh, this is a little shady.
Oh,
and
guys,
you shouldn't do that. Well, Selena responded, and she did a good job, though this might be her second or third response from the first one.
Sure.
But it said, this is why I believe in taking care of your mental health, guys. No idea what I did, but I really am sorry. Zero bad intentions. Deleting soon.
Ugh.
So she turned off the comments.
Skincare.
Yeah, but there was nothing wrong about it. But it's so crazy how we instantly go to the negative side. We instantly assume the worst in everyone.
It's all the internet trolls, man. Oh, there's a beef there. And she did this on purpose. Like, she's just posting stupid stuff that everybody posts. And do you think she's that concerned about, like, Bieber anymore? And so, maybe she is. But, and she got off social media for a while. And I'm sure she's probably sad she's back on after things like this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Last I heard, which I could be wrong, she doesn't, for her mental health, she doesn't get on social media. That the only way she is able to post things is because she sends them to people mm-hmm. that do it for her. Right. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's just.
Oh,
it's,
that's interesting.
It's just kind of crazy that people read into everything like that oh, yeah. on the internet. Speaking of the internet and people looking too deeply into it, I had a situation yesterday where somebody had posted a picture of the bathroom floor that I had retiled, and one of the tiles was out of place because they were sheets of mosaic tile, and not everyone was done from the factory perfectly. I caught three of them, but this one somehow I missed, and there's one white tile out of place. So Betty Rock shows it to me, tells me about it. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I've got to replace one tiny one by one tile. This is just my worst nightmare. And so then I don't tell my wife about it. And I'm like, Betty, don't post it. I don't want my wife to know this because my wife will make me change it. And so finally, though, I'm like, she'll know. She'll know I'm lying or something. Like, she just has this weird sixth sense. I said, honey, I got to confess something about the bathroom. I'm sorry, but I missed it. And there's a tile out of place. She hadn't noticed.
So you gave yourself away.
I did. Because I figured, I thought one of two things. I thought maybe she had noticed but was being kind and not telling me because she knew it's how hard I worked on it. And so she's like, nah. I'm like, seriously, there is. Unless they're messing with me. But I had gone home and checked. And I took her to the bathroom thing. And I said, okay, stand at the door and see if you can spot it. She was there for almost 5 minutes and could not find it. Did not see it. And finally, she decided. She goes, okay, do not tell me where it is then. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so great. Because she's like, I'm like, because if I tell you, you're never going to see anything but that. And where she couldn't find it, and she has a real good eye for detail, I was so happy yesterday. So it looks like until her friend comes over and instantly spots it, I won't have to change that one little tile out.
I was talking to my parents about this yesterday. And Danny
at the catfish
Ray,
camp?
Yep. And yeah. Danny Ray said, there ain't no way. He won't be able to live with himself. He's going to go in there and he's going to have to fix it.
Danny Ray and I are...
That's what a true man would
do. That's right. By golly. You know what? If he hadn't plumb fixed it by this weekend, I might throttle the boy. And he would be rightly well within his rights to strike me. I would not cry. I would be like Chris Rock and take it like a man.
You don't think he'd be like, hey, go fix that penny tile?
Yeah, no, I don't. I do not think he would do that at all. I think he would be like, son, I am so disappointed in you. And again, I would be like, yeah, so I cannot fix it this weekend. But he's absolutely right. My wife might not see it, but I have to fix it. My only fear is sometimes when you go to fix something, you make it worse.
Don't do that.
And that's my fear. Oh. I'm thinking
what could be the worst scenario, and that would be you chipping a tile that's beside it.
Yes, or, and then you've got to replace that, and then it just keeps going.
Right. Or you scuff up something.
Yep.
Or you get it where the stuff that you didn't sand it down good enough at the bottom,
yep,
and then
higher.
It sticks up higher.
And because right now the floor is perfect. There's no waves.
It's not perfect.
Well, no, besides that tile. There's no waves. It's flush.
Do you guys ever put like a mat in the bathroom or like a carpet? Like put a little rug
Gavin!
Over it. That's the easy solution.
Gavin!
Why fix it?
You're a genius. There used to be a rug there.
Do that.
And I told her, don't put the rug there because I love the tile so much. But that rug, I think, will cover the tile. I'm going to go home and put that rug back in front of there right now.
Yeah,
that
see how
might
you feel.
You know, anytime I'm over, I'm going to point it out to anyone out there that will listen.
It.
I'll say, look under the bath mat.
You're always trying to hide things with a rug. Yeah, that's a great idea. I think that actually will cover it.
You're
yeah.
literally going to sweep it under the rug.
Yes. You know what's going to happen? The rug will be just too short. So I'm going to get a bigger rug. You know what? I'm just going to carpet the whole thing. Oh, all right. Lady Rock, what do you got for birthdays?
You know, last I checked, we didn't have anything.
That's can't
but
be
I'm,
accurate.
I'm going to
check again.
I'm going to check one
okay,
more
if
time.
You don't mind.
I do mind.
Okay.
Let's see.
Do you have
five,
one, Wally?
Mm-hmm. 12.
What is today? The 12th.
Yeah. William?
Okay, William, yeah. You got one for William?
To his friend, and I'm going to leave it at that.
No, go ahead. What? Go
no.
Ahead. Yeah, to William. From William to who? What does it say?
Oh, is
it? I'm going to call him Hermie for sure.
Hermie?
What?
She's so
I don't
funny.
Know. G-U-I-L-H-E-R.
How do you?
M-E. Is it supposed to be?
Yeah.
It's Guillermo. Gills? It, yeah. Well, they spelt it wrong. So William.
That's super weird.
Yeah. What? So William, you fix yourself, that's funny. Sir, before you start blaming others.
Oh, this is funny. It is actually Guillermo's birthday. It's hard to believe that it was a year ago she said Guillermo. It's his birthday today and his wife's birthday, Shannon, tomorrow. So happy birthday, both of you guys. He said, I sent a little prank to Betty Rock, a shout out from William, that's which is funny. English for Guillermo. Who knew that?
No way.
To Guillerme, which is Portuguese for William, which is also Guillermo.
Just stop.
That's so well thought out.
Guillermo's one of my favorites. Oh, he's man. So funny. Like he's had a good time with this. So Guillermo, happy birthday, and happy birthday to Shannon as well. All right. Well, I think that is going to do it for our aftercast.
As always, thanks for being a potty.
We're going to go mail some Bibles out. One of the things we do as part of our ministry here that you support when you support the ministry of Way FM. Pastor Chad's doing that, so that's always a lot of fun. We like doing that, and so that's what we're going to do today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.